This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey man, listen, this is episode 129 of the Random Order Show. We like there, man. It's Mr. You know who it is. Jermaine Richards, man. We in the building with it. Amen. B-Baby Train in the building. On the
It's Pisces season.
Yo, shout out to all my Pisces twin. It's official. Man, coming live from the GTA, we got my man Sheldon Sebastian. None other. How we feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good. I'm in a corduroy jacket.
Amen.
Put corduroy background on me, you feel me?
Amen. Locked in like a dog kennel. Amen. Listen, man, it's been a great episode. Very wholesome. Covered many different cutting-edge topics, including the Orlando Magic, Sheldon's magic on the court, fucking hats, the Utah experience, getting CB19, leap years. Deal with that shit.
The hell.
And of course, man, Demetrius Harmon disrespects us on our own platform. Listen, man.
I thought we mattered, bro.
I got the shirt. Come on. I got the You Matter hat. Drop a red hot 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Pods, wherever you listen to podcasts, man. We going up. Smash that like button for all the video viewers. We got merch, more videos. We got the Discord link, audio exclusives. randomorder.org. Amen. We locked in. Enjoy the episode. Nice. We all locked in 360 all around. Yo. All apparatuses are going in the right direction. Sheldon, if you could just give me a clap.
Yes, sir. This is a Sheldon's clap.
And we locked in and we are live.
Yeah.
And we are lined up.
Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. Ooh.
Yo, I didn't know, man, that they was on that track blowing neck from the, that 60s neck blowing, or was that 70s?
Yeah, that's probably,
that could be 70s,
maybe 70s,
nothing
80s,
like that old school neck blowing,
man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'm about to do that Orlando Magic theme song release date.
Yeah, 1989.
You said it went away for a bit, huh? And then people,
yep it did, people just started going back online saying like, yo, you guys gotta bring it back. So like the online team, the social team of Orlando Magic just uses it every time they win, but they post it with someone like another dancing video or anyone dancing off the internet. So it's they're doing a good job, man. I love seeing a good social team, man. That's really it. I love a good social team. Shout out to the Raptors social teams too, man. I'm not gonna expose who it is, but I had to do some digging because I'm like, yeah, you guys are funny and the responses are funny. So shout out to anyone with good social teams, man.
Amen. Getting on the inside the proper way.
Orlando Magic.
Yeah. I always feel like weird about team social, like whoever's running the socials, especially like the Memphis Grizzlies. Like the Memphis Grizzlies, they have a very like urban Twitter social presence.
What do you mean urban? Like, why don't you expand on this word? Urban.
Just like, you know, they drop the slang. They drop the memes. They, you know, they kind of, the Memphis Grizzlies have this like, kind of like rough, like underdog, cool guys, you know, we fucking listen to NBA YoungBoy and shit. Like that's their whole thing.
Yeah, keeping it hip.
Yeah, and the social media, it reflects that. And I always wonder, like, who's behind this, man?
As long as it's at least a brother.
Yeah,
or that's what I'm saying. I can't say that.
That's why I had to check with the Raptors, because when they were saying certain things, I'm just like, I was like, all right, man, let me figure out exactly.
Show yourself.
Who,
who's that in there?
Yeah. Speaking of the Memphis Grizzlies, did we all see Dylan Brooks's new fit?
I didn't want to talk about it. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't get to check that out, man. What's that about?
I'll show you, man. He pulled up like Stone Cold Steve Stunner, man. I don't know if he's doing this on purpose, man.
Is this a trend? Is this he's on a trajectory?
Did you see his last one?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did. You saw the one, the beater?
The beater?
The black marina?
With the belt buckle tucked in?
Bro.
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing this on purpose, but it's the funniest thing ever. And honestly, I think I don't know, man. It's good. It's funny, man. If he's not doing it on purpose, then whatever. But the internet likes to have fun with things. So him pulling up in just a vest, these are
jean capris,
jean shorts. Yeah,
these are shorts. Okay, these classified the shorts. Well, they passed the knee.
They're past the knee. They're just above. Remember, he's tall, so they're just above the knee.
You're right. So they're either very big capri, very small capris on him.
Yeah.
For us, those are capris.
Yeah. Certified. Yeah. These are capris.
So he's throwing the jean capris, throwing that vest with the nothing under.
Yeah, it's the back of the vest that cheeses me the most.
It's not the open chest situation?
No. It's the back of the vest, because the back of the vest is like a mesh, and I just hate it. Like,
it's like, yeah, I definitely know nothing's on that phone, but you got to just look down for the time being. Like,
what's up with my compass, man? We're going southeast.
Yeah. If I'm wearing shades, bro, I'm looking straight. And I'm not doing nothing. I'm looking straight. I'm just not doing that, man. It's funny, though. Honestly, it's funny. And I think he has to know what he's doing still, you know? How hot is it? What's the temperature right now?
You're never just going about your day in an open vest, nigga. That's, you know what I mean? That's universal.
Unless you're on vacation.
Where? What vacation? Where?
If I'm on vacation and we're going to the beach, I'd wear that outfit, but just not the jean pants.
This is like dominatrix. It's like, you know what I mean? This is not like a beach wear type of vest. This is like a suited up, you know what I mean?
The strap me and we going double parachute.
The quad strap. Yeah, we got the quad straps going, man.
Scrap.
I'm not sure where this is appropriate.
Yeah. Man, do your thing, Dylan, man. We happy to see a Mississauga native hooping out there, man. So it is what it is, man. Man, what's new with y'all boys, man?
Shit, man. I got this little sinus situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bittersweet. I got the sweet voice on right now. Yeah.
You got the lullaby tone. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. It's the gonna be all right, baby voice.
Yeah.
You're like, you're sick and shit, and then your girl's like, oh my God, I hope you're okay. And you're like, you got to play it off a bit, but like, I got it type shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Can't even breathe. How you want me to live? I'm struggling with it, but I got it. You just get away with anything. You made me that chicken for dinner. You think? I fight it, though. I got it. There's nothing else to do but get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you got to just...
Nah, you got to play it up, though, man. You got to, you know what I mean? That's a deck of cards you don't always have on you.
Yeah.
Shoot, no, you're so strong and shit.
Man, we just got back from the tar. Is it okay if I call it the tar?
Yeah. Why not, man?
We just got back from
the tar.
Yeah. We'll get into that, but just on the topic of sickness, you know, out here in Orlando, I'm on my schedule, man. I'm going to bed on time. I'm waking up. I'm not drinking alcohol. If I go out to dinner, like maybe, but I'm rarely going out to dinner. So the tar was a great time. You know what I mean? We were having a blast at the NBA. Shout out to our whole NBA family.
Locked in.
And we had a good time. We had a really good time. But it was just constant nights of partying to, like, you know what I mean? Like, end the night off with a shebang. And I just felt it, man. We're around a lot of people. I could feel, like, first off, when you're drinking, your body's already breaking down. Mm-hmm. It's already a little bit weaker because, you know what I mean? You're putting that poison to
the... You know what I'm talking about? You're going to wake up. Immune system down first thing in the morning.
Yeah, man. So I'm just not taking care of my body, and I think my body really just reacted in a way of like, all right, like, yo, we're tweaking. So I think what had happened was the tequila. I try to give it out.
The tequila.
Yeah, there we go.
The
tequila. It brought my guards down for my immune system.
Real talk.
Some all them germs in the room and shit.
Lighting you up.
Just fucked me up.
Your immune system.
You can't at me. So whatever, the last day, I'm like, the day before that, what is Saturday night, I knew it. I felt something. I'm like, all right, man, Sunday night, I said, yeah, I'm totally done for. Sunday night, I probably went to bed like we were fucked, man. I don't know, maybe like 6 a.m. or whatever. I had to get up at 8 a.m.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
I was at the airport the whole day. I could barely even, like, you know when it hurts to swallow your own spit?
Real talk.
Yeah.
You just rather drool or fucking spit on the ground every time.
Okay. Like, yeah, literally, you rather just drool or spit on the ground. It's a perfect way of how I felt. And I just remember at the airport, I was telling Jerry, I'm like, yo, I'm done for, man. I'm done for. But I'm a dramatic nigga, whatever. Whatever, so I'm like, I gotta.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah.
Niggas wasn't feeling me.
Because I was done for it, truthfully. I'm like, man, bad, long weekend, huh, Trey? Yeah. He's like, I'm done. I'm like, me too, gang. I didn't know we was on different things, so I was like, man, I'm tired.
You can tell how a nigga doing by the way he put his bags down in the airport. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's what you mean?
People, like, you be walking in the airport and you see a man composed. You see his backpack like on the seat next to him. You see him sitting upright, like he's all right. And then you see the people are just foot left.
Oh, yeah.
And next was starfish mode. Starfish mode. Yeah, like bags everywhere. I had like three bags. My coat was upside down and shit. I had a coat on. I'm just fucking breathing heavy, head sideways. Me and Dre trying to have a conversation. I'm like, yo, I'm done, man. I need something. I don't know what I need. I just know I needed something, man.
Right. He was all up in the handicap, man.
Where?
It was like in between us. Yeah, I was like, I know you're handicapped, nigga. I'm fucked up, man.
Dog, I was done for it. So, whatever. In the airport, I got some greens, like a green smoothie. Boosted me up. I felt like Mario when I took a sip. I was like, all right, yo. Just a little bit. Just what I needed.
Just enough.
Pinocchio a little.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Pick you up a bit.
Just
Bernie's day off or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm up a little bit or whatever, but it's still a long flight home. It's still a long way to get my bags, get home and whatever. So I'm like, yeah, let me just get home and see how I feel. I get home, I feel like shit still, but I'm up 7 a.m. I'm trying to go to the gym because I'm like, yeah, it's time to fight these toxins.
Retail.
Woke up, checked it out, man.
It got the shit. Came back with some of that 19. I got the 19 in the veins.
Got that fine aged COVID.
Yeah, man.
It almost sounds wrong that he got COVID-19. I'm like, that nigga's 2023.
Yeah. Literally, man. Literally. I said,
you should not be having this old ass germ, bro.
Yeah, no, it was fucked up, man. But it was one of those moments where I was just like, all right, man, yeah, like, fucking, I guess I gotta play it up then.
They got me.
Well, Julian was taking care of you?
Yeah, man, Julian held me down, man, made some soup, bananas and shit. Nigga kept coming in the room with a mask and shit. I just felt so fucked. I'm like, bro, don't treat me like that, bro.
It's me, you know? It's T, man.
And you know, niggas at home gonna come up with their own protocol and overdo it.
Oh, my God. Nigga basically said the nicest way without saying this, all right, bro, just don't leave the room.
How long were y'all for? What, 4 days?
The whole week.
7 days?
The whole week from Monday till literally Friday night, Saturday, actually. Sorry. Damn. Monday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Felt like crazy, man. I had nothing else to do, man.
You kind of smashed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Retalk?
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah, so it's just a lot of resting, man. But yeah, it felt weird to have the vid, man. So it is what it is, man.
I bet you kind of like low-key forgot about that shit. It's just been so long, like.
For sure. Not even that, bro. I got y'all pussy niggas double juked me, man.
Yeah, I'm double duped. Yeah. And then I hate the.
Why don't but it would have been worse.
Ah, nigga, yeah. I got it. Why am I in a bad period, man? I got the shit.
They always want to say something, man. It's just like, I remember someone pissed me off, man. I'm over there talking about how I got the vid. I'm down bad. And I knew I had the vid because I couldn't taste anything the next day.
Yeah,
I
was like, crazy.
That's bullshit, man. Because I had to, whatever, man. Trying to play it up. So I'm just, there's like, well, did you get vaccinated? I said, yeah, doubled up, man. I said, I bet you ain't get boosted. Pussy, how dare you? A ill man, you gonna talk down on me like that?
Hold on, man. You know it's too late. We already here. You're not gonna just fucking wave your status in my face, nigga. Your vaccination status. Yo, bro, 2019, you get COVID, bro, the world is yours. Everything is fine. Yeah. Whatever you wanted, whatever, it's fine. Niggas is emailing this nigga still.
Oh,
lighting them up. Hey, we got to get this shit done, gang. Sniffle up and get to it.
Hop on these calls. I'm on calls fucking muting myself every minute because I have dirty cough on me, like that dirty soda cough, man. I'm just like, yo, I can't do this, man. Like, just melting. We had a call with our manager, and I'm just melting in the seat because it was just going on for like, I don't want to say it's going on for too long, but it wasn't scheduled to go on for that long. I'm just fucking sideways in the seat, just I can barely keep my eyes open, just sick as hell. I'm like, yo,
dog,
everything sounds good.
Yes. Just saying yes to everything. Honestly, I think I signed a bad deal just now.
360 yourself.
Whatever. You'll see cuz on the gram promote some bullshit.
Hey, man, step your Pamper game up. You see me big fan, man.
You got 360s by Pampers.
360, that's hilarious, man. Could have got the 360 box of waist control.
Oh, shit, I wasn't even going there. That works, but man. That checks out.
Yeah,
real talk, man.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you back now, man? Fuck.
I'm back and I'm better.
Shout out to Bryson Tiller.
Real talk, man. Bro, he made niggas wear curved hats. Yo, I traced it back the other day. I'm like,
oh my God.
Remember the twins?
To say
first,
yeah,
the first
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Niggas are not doing the curved hats. Bryson dropped. Yeah. Twins came through.
With the don't hat.
With the don't hat. We was still on the do, nigga, the yeah, fly. I was like,
these niggas he do want to fuck with. Niggas he don't want to fuck with the curve from, man.
Niggas yeah, with those hats always felt like they was in some deep pain. And, ah, nigga, God, you a simple man, nigga.
Yeah,
what facts, going on? Like, they facts, complicated this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a trap soul era. Every nigga yeah, was like, ah.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Hell yeah. Yep, the dad hats.
Yeah, the trap. So you only going through some shit if you in a fedora. And that's just when I'm willing just to listen to your pain. But I ain't even convinced that part. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, what kind of hat does a nigga gotta wear for y'all to pay attention to him to say he going through something? I want to hear.
Truthfully, I think the are they called bowler hats? Wait, bowler which? Hats.
I didn't even know this name.
I don't know why.
Where did you come across this?
You know, I think this. I know it from fucking Red Dead Redemption.
You saw even had a bowling hat again. That's the only place. Yeah, because
it looks like a bowling ball, I suppose.
Yeah. How do you even grab? How do you take that off? You can't one hand that. The fedora got the notches and the dimples.
So yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think you can one hand this, or you grab the little visor.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Little visor grab.
Little visor grab.
Honestly, man, like, yo, shout out to everybody wearing hats, man, for real.
Real talk, man.
Yeah.
So some people, bro, a hat is part of their skin. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Durag's pretty much part of my skin. Like, yeah, the way it's, like, mm-hmm, attached to me, I'm one of those, yeah, them durag, like, pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I, like, consciously, like, if I'm wearing hats for, like, a good month, I consciously, like, don't wear a hat for, like, the next month. It's like glasses, no offense. It's like niggas that wear glasses. Like, when they take their glasses off, they look different. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, am I there? I always wonder. I'm like,
nah.
No, but you know me and shit.
Oh, I know you.
I think because you don't have like thick frames.
Yeah, you're right. They're very
oh,
like,
on the eye. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see you still.
But if I meet you with glasses, and like that's the primary state I know you in, and then, yeah, like that's enough for me. Like, well, where the fuck did you go? Yeah. Take off the glasses.
Show me your bare self. You know what I mean? I gotta see that version and then do whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Because you gotta take off. You think it's polite to take off your glasses to meet a nigga?
Yeah, I'd take them off before I shake someone's hand and be like, what's up, Trey?
Especially if you're going to business with him. Like, bro, let me see the real thing, man.
Yeah.
Who am I looking at? Okay.
Okay, I got you. And it's funny because the glasses help you see, but they don't help you see the real sometimes. You got to lower it down, see with the real eyes. Okay.
I got you.
What's the hat? I'm trying to think of a down bad hat.
The down bad hat?
Is it a down bad hat? What's your question? Because it makes sense, but it doesn't.
It's like what kind of hat does someone got to be wearing for you to say, like,
for me to listen up, for me to listen up.
He got a story and I'm willing to listen.
Oh, the fucking, the Anthony Hamilton hat.
That's not a boy hat?
No, fuck, wrong nigga. The other nigga, bro, he's used to be on BT, light skin. He went to prison for a minute.
Life Jennings.
He in prison. Life Jennings hat.
Yeah, bro. Bro, that's the down bad hat, bro. You've been through it all. Yeah. And now here you are with a beanie with a brim on it.
Yeah, it's kind of like exactly.
The must be nice cap. Yeah, I know the must be nice cap.
Must be nice.
And that's because a down nigga down bad looking over at niggas with bowler hats. Yeah. It must be nice for y'all niggas. Y'all got up together. I'm over here with my fucking brim bean. Fucking baby sock with a brim. Who infused that?
That's what I was about to say.
Who was in the lab and said, you know what, man? Grab the beanie. Grab the little hat, nigga.
must be nice.
Comes out glowing.
Yeah, no, man. I think, honestly, I'm going to keep it simple, man. If a nigga got a top hat and it's a legit top hat.
Yeah, top hat is crazy.
Like, I'm going to be like, all right, man.
The Monopoly joint?
Yeah, you got to be a certain dude to wear that.
Well, I know you selling something, man. You ain't got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't no nigga with a good soul wearing that hat. Hey, come on down. Like, because, you know what I mean? No, man, I'm out of here. But a good beret.
A good beret.
It's like, well, you just came out the war or something, nigga. A bicone? What is that, a fucking bicone?
Oh, this is a pirate hat. This is a Johnny Depp hat.
Oh, real talk.
A bicone.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, that's the Puss in Boots joint.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's so many hats, man.
Real talk. A lot of hats, man. Yeah, it's true.
The raccoon tail hat? It's called a coonskin hat?
Well, that makes sense. It checks out.
You got the Ronin hats?
What's a Ronin?
The Raiden hat?
Oh, real talk.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't even talk to someone like that. Or someone in a tricorn.
Whoa.
Or a fez. Honestly, I may start wearing a fez like when I hit my 40s.
Man, speaking of fez, gang.
Ooh.
Fez from Euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the helicopter cam.
Why?
He hit and run.
What?
Yeah. It happens to the best. Sometimes you just don't want to deal with that shit, man. It's like, all right, my mistake.
Oh, Angus. Yeah, I remember his name.
Oh, like
Angus
burger.
Cloud. Yeah, like the burger. Hit and run. What whip he driving?
I didn't catch the make and model, gang.
Damn. But like, did he really?
Oh, you got that Kangol hat, man.
I'm telling you,
never trust a nigga in a Kangol hat.
Say, listen, man, you mind if I back up close to your car?
No,
man. And he got the Burberry baby powder shirt on, man. Or baby shower.
He clean as fuck.
Oh, he was in a RAV4? Yeah, he gonna get away if that's in eco mode. Alleged injuries? Man, you're pushing it, bro. You're good.
That? Bro, they scratch. You know they scratched themselves. It's like, oh, yeah. It's from Euphoria. I'd run, too.
Man, I'm out of
here. You need to chase hook.
Nah, I'd be like, I dip and just be like, man, you know, the paparazzi gonna be all over me. So I just, y'all know where I was at.
The helicopter's still over me as you're explaining.
Yeah, the helicopter was there, man. I do one signal, say like, yeah, just go back in court. And say, like, I was going like this, man. Fuck with me over here, man.
I know a spot, little bridge.
Yeah, man, y'all arrest me there.
Little cubby hole.
Yeah, man, nah.
That's like, real talk, man.
Shit, I was trying to see a video of him dipping. I'm telling you, man, there's going to be one point in my life where I'm okay to just run.
You never wanted to be responsible for the helicopter bill, though.
Yeah.
Somebody got paid that helicopter bill. When it's all said and done and shit. Yeah, next morning and shit. Sorry, what we did? Five hour chase, nigga. $3,000 helicopter fuel. You got the fucking police car fuel. All the ambulances. The roadblocks they set up.
But I'm not going to let them get to the roadblock. Set up though.
You gonna pull over before then?
Yeah. I'll handle it up. I'm tired.
It was all right. Set up. Start feeling bad and shit.
Yeah, all right. Y'all ain't gotta do that.
Yo, we see a nigga in the street. Like, man, I'm making these niggas work. Like, let me just go and pull over. It's not a big deal.
If you setting up spikes in the road for me, like, all right, bro, you did enough to show me you committed to your job. Like,
these guys really want me to stop.
Yeah, like, I'll stop, bro. Like, sure.
Yeah, and offer a love tap in a parking lot.
Yeah,
like, man, it's just a tap, nigga.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sometimes you gotta run. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, send the bill to my crib. Some people just are fucking crazy. Like, you bumped a car, true, honest mistake.
Yeah,
this guy's gonna kill me now.
That's what I'm saying.
That's very true.
They see it's Angus. They see it's Mr. Cloud, and they watch it for you. They're gonna say, "Oh, immediately their back hurt."
Yeah, you know the story.
I know the story, man. I'm just trying to see the fucking video and how fast he was going.
Tell me his top speeds, brother. What do we top out at? You got to show the stats after a good chase.
That's it. I just want to see the stats, man. And I hate when I'm trying to search for a video and it's a nigga fucking reporting it on his like YouTube
on a reaction tip. Like, bro, cut.
Yeah,
it's just this not the thumbnail. All right, y'all, we back at my mama's crib, nigga. We going up. We got some news for y'all. They always got a little quirky little world going on.
Yeah, sometimes I enjoy it. Sometimes I was like, all right, bet. Yeah. Sheldon, man, you played basketball last night, man. How was it?
It was good, bro. Fuck, I was on fire last night, actually.
Nice.
Actually, yeah. You I was fucking...
started the episode with a little glow and shit.
Hey, I appreciate that, brother. Yeah. No, I was, man. I brought my... You know what I think it was, man? I think it was the music, man. I brought my little Bluetooth speaker. I made a playlist, and it was just loud enough that I could hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah, you know what, man? There has to be a neutral playlister. You can't bring your own power-up playlist and shit. Niggas spent four hours on this shit. You can have an unfair advantage.
It's true. I think I did, man, because I was... I was lights out still, man. I was tapped
shooting
in.
Shooting my lights out, huh?
I was so tapped in, like, at the end of the session, like, niggas is like, nice shooting. Like,
damn.
Like, not during the game, not after, it's over with.
Mm-hmm. Could you, like, you could feel it coming? Like, you expected the compliments
Nah, nah, I'm there for me, man. I'm not there for that. I'm there to just get better, you know? So I really wasn't expecting it, like. You know, caught me off guard. I had to be like, oh, shit, thanks. Appreciate
How do you
it.
Do it, man?
You know, yeah, it was good. I found another run tonight that I might go to.
Nice. Who's your competition? You easy peasy?
Nah, there's some decent guys there, man.
Nice.
Definitely. Like, I wouldn't say I'm the best there. Tonight's a brand new run, so I don't know who's there. We'll see.
I found me a little run out here, man. We actually got, we got scouted at the LA Fitness that we be hooping at.
The LA,
yeah? Yeah, man. Cause we played the King's Court over there, so it's just really one-on-one ball. So people will come in and, right, you know what I mean? They're going to scan the court, see what's going on.
Real talk.
There's one guy, he hops in, and he's like, yo, like, can I get into the mix? And I always respect someone that comes into the gym and says, like, yo, let me jump into what you got going on, because that takes a lot.
Yeah.
Whether you're working out or playing ball. So we flamed him, man. We flamed him. We lit him up, and he came back at us like another day and said, listen, man, we got these little Thursday runs, man, 7 to 9. Would love for y'all to be there.
You coming in under his umbrella?
Yeah, I think he's trying to recruit.
Hey, man, these my boys. his team. Yo, you got to be out there recruiting. That's right.
Yeah. So we got recruited for two runs.
Where they run
Sweet.
At?
I don't know
Keep
yet.
It conspi- okay.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
They
I
got to invite- the general venue?
Nah, because he invited us just before we left to Utah. So we're like, yo, next week. And then we came back. Nigga sent the invite Wednesday morning. Like, hey, boys, see you tomorrow.
Damn.
But the COVID-19
CV9
had me, man. So.
Nice.
I said, all right. Hey, dog, oh my God. On top of me having CV9, my dog keeps eating like.
Why are we still here?
Inconspicuous items.
Foreign objects.
Remember, he ate compression shorts. And I'm like, I don't even understand how you can eat compression shorts and not choke on it.
Like, is this a thing out there in this community?
It is.
Yeah.
Dogs like eating, like, if you're a girl, it's like your underwear. And if you're a guy, it's your underwear. And
eating, though, like, ingesting.
They're supposed to be chewing on it, but I think he just takes it too far. But, like, yo, it's a thing.
Doesn't that soak up your neck and shit?
I don't get it.
Why shouldn't you dry up?
I don't get it.
I really don't get it. But the night I came back, I'm telling you, I'm fucked up. I'm out of it. I'm trying to shower, just trying to feel something.
Where my shorts in.
Yeah. But he ate something and he started shitting everywhere and shitting blood. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this, man? So Julian's dealing with that as well. Yeah, the nigga was on timeout, man. And then this morning, fucking walking this guy. He's all better now. Walking this guy chases a squirrel onto the road, almost gets hit by a car.
Oh, shit.
Like seconds away. I had to stand there. I'm like, bro, like, why?
He was looking at you guilty and shit?
Yeah, he knew he did something bad, so he didn't realize the car was there. And I'm like, bro, you're willing to die for a squirrel?
Is he a squirrel chaser?
Yeah.
On the regular? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I keep telling them, like, yo, stop, man. Because other dogs would be there. A squirrel runs by, he leaves it alone. I'm like, yo, he was a city dog before, came to Orlando, and it's just like now there's fucking lizards, squirrels, snakes, like
birds and shit.
Not birds.
That makes sense, though.
Too, we don't give a fuck about no other living thing like, except for a dog or a human.
He's too small, though, man. I think it's like...
He's a squirrel about his size. He should be fucking going up.
But Brooklyn compared to a squirrel is like... He got some size on him. So, yeah.
And that's a fun toy. That's a fun toy.
Like, Tui, don't be chasing lizards. I'd be thinking a lizard would get him.
Nah.
Yeah, but that nigga was crazy for this. And I keep asking him, like, yo, what are you going to do when you catch it?
Oh, you want to get that. That's one of my worst fears is, like, I'm alone with my dog. I'm in the city and shit. I used to be walking Tui in Los Angeles, California. The wildest fucking sidewalks.
Oh, God.
There's so many fucking... Bro, there's dead birds everywhere for no reason. So my biggest fear was like this dog just latching onto a dead bird. I'm there. I got to take it out of his mouth. He starts biting me and shit. I've got the bird blood in me. That's not turned to a bird.
Then you got the bird flu.
Then got the BF flu. BF 18. When did that come out?
Yeah, 2010. Yeah, man. It's Sheldon, man. Your dog has me biting.
Nah, he don't chase shit really. Like, he'll look. He always looks.
Like take a look at
him. He'll turn his head. You know what I'm saying? He'll do that, and then I'll be like, "Come on, man!" And we just go. Like, he doesn't chase nothing.
Nah, nice. Man.
But Kaz is—he's a prince, man. Like he's not with the bullshit, bro. He's with the royal life, you know.
Yeah, he keeps it clean. Luxury.
Huh? Yeah, man. He's trying to be clean, bro.
He not eating no shorts.
Nah, he don't eat. Nah, all he do is he chew up his toys. That's about it. Like, he'll chew up the toy, take the fluff out.
Oh, that's annoying, by the way.
Chew on the little plastic squeaker. Broken apart, and then that's it. You just pick it up, throw it all in the garbage, and he does it all over again.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's it, good for you.
Man, my dog got to respect my fucking toy choices on the road and shit. I come home with something. You got to be wagging his tail, nigga, fucking with this toy I just bought you.
Yeah, I need the excitement. That's why I bought it.
That's what's up. Hey, for me, nigga.
This is for me.
I can't wait to see you have fun with this shit.
Yeah.
But Tui's, man, he's a huge fan of everything, man.
Yeah. Kaz, too, like, you bring it. It's like he knows, bro. It's like he knows what's in the bag before you even take it out the bag. Like, he knows, nigga. That's a Dollarama bag. That's a PetSmart bag. I know what time it is. What you got from the shield?
Yeah,
what you got?
Yeah, man. Good. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's fucking annoying, man. This guy ate. Honestly, he's on his third thing that he ate, and whatever he just ate when I came back, like he his body broke it down, so I have no idea what it was.
Damn, is that my fault? I kind of ruined his routine, man.
Yeah, I don't want to keep putting it on you like that, partner.
I'm coming back to fuck shit up some more, bro.
You had him doing bad habits and shit.
Hey, man, this when I came to Orlando, that's my first time meeting Brooklyn, man, and he stole my heart.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
gonna
lie.
Go up.
Exactly, he stole my heart. So
I don't mind.
I just kind of treated him like I treat Cavs. Cavs be on the couch. Kaz be on the bed. Kaz be everywhere. So I just, that's how, you know.
Yeah, I feel it.
I respect Kaz. He's a house dog. You know what I mean? He's not really out there like that. But like, I can't. Like, you know what I mean? Kaz is in your bed, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
He was in there this morning, man. Yeah.
Too big for that shit.
Brooklyn a little bit too big. If you're walking on my bed and my mattress is going in a bit, I'm sinking in and shit. Hey, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, bro. I would... One, I already fell asleep with Brooklyn on me, on the couch. So I would love that. I would love
that. Hey, hold up. Hey, that's a little different now, partner.
You can't be sleeping with my shit, man.
What the fuck?
That's me.
No, you gotta hug one vet bill if you want to sleep with the nigga. Something, bro. Hey, man,
that's
no.
Real. I'm fucking that.
I paid for this experience. Leave it. That's real talk. That's just
sorry, go ahead, man.
But I'm just saying, like, I would love for... Bro, I don't think he's that big. Like, get in, like, let me get in my spot, and then you get in whatever spot you can, and then we good, man. We locked in.
I'll tell you what, man. Brooklyn can sleep in my bed if he's fresh off the groomers and he's straight to inside. Cause my little shawty, she pull up in a Tonka truck. So she come to me. She
bring it to you last.
She came to y'all yet?
No, not yet.
I gave him no, man. Yeah. She told you whatever. She pull up in a Tonka truck. She said, nice. I'm outside. Guess the groom, he's right inside. So if you're like you didn't
she
touch
groom's in the car?
In yeah, so it's a truck.
And she's what's the model turn the make model?
Shit, that gotta be like a GMC. It's a little bit bigger. It's like an ice cream truck. But like it's a little bit bigger, but I can stand in there. So it's two of them just going at him. And he smells so good and his fur is like soft. He's washed.
Soft, all right. Yeah.
You can sleep my bed if you want. But the second he comes in here rolling around on carpet and shit, like, you ruined it.
Oh, instantly, yeah.
I just don't want you in there. But outside, too, like, he's running around in grass and all that. Like, once you touch outside, it's quiet still.
As long as he's not on my pillow, you can't touch my pillow.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
That's when they be confused. Yeah.
Like, you're right, bro.
Oh, this is a
fair game.
Touch my pillow.
Bro, he literally, like, turn around and stamp his asshole on my pillow sometimes. I'm like, bro, I got to.
Come on.
Like, now I gotta fuck you up.
Come on, man. At least put the tail down.
Put the tail in between. Tuck the tail.
Man.
I get it though, man, because he's a good, he's a perfect size to lay down with it. You know what I mean? I get it. On the couch too. Like, I'll have my off days where I'm like, all right, yeah, you can come on the couch and chill. If he's having a rough day, all right, come on. But like, yeah, man, every day I'm walking into the room, this guy's on the couch. I'm like, bro, you better fix that, man. So he knows now he's definitely not running there. But right when he sees you, he's going to jump on that bitch. I thought he's a smart guy, man. He knows who he can pull shit with, man.
Yeah, calculating the whole time.
Yeah. He'll always jump on me, but never Julian, because Julian says no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I say no, he's down. Jermaine comes over, he's jumping. You had to tell him, like, yo, this is what's good with me, this is what's not good with me.
Julian customized the settings with that dog. He had, like, a good fucking year to just, hey, nigga, this is what I'm about. This is not about
who I am. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I was worried. I'm like, this nigga's not even going to remember me by the time I get back. I wonder if he thinks I'm the same person. I swear to God.
I think he do, man. The scents be crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Dogs have such good noses.
Yeah, he knows when someone else is on the other side of the door that's like his friend or like a stranger. He sniffs and fucking wags and just tail in there.
That's what's up. I don't think they like access memories just on some chill shit. Let me think about this nigga. Like, I think it's just like they see you. Who is it? Oh, yeah, nigga.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Besides, like, when they're dreaming, maybe, but.
Yeah.
Because I never seen my dog just. He's always, like, looking at something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever see those dogs
be having, like, dreams and shit?
Oh, hell yeah. Should be crying and shit.
That's like, always so interesting to me, man. Every time it happens, I'm like, Zara, look. She's like, yeah, I know.
Fucking 9 years of this shit. Yeah.
I raised him when he was a baby.
Yeah, no, I never see him dreaming, so I don't really sleep by him.
Right. They be dreaming, bro. Like, real people. Like, they be moving and shit. He be growling and shit. Mm-hmm. He be barking and shit.
I heard before.
It's quite interesting to me, man.
I be telling the nigga, shut up, man. Don't be growling.
It's the real world, motherfucker.
Hey, let me fall asleep first. Let me ask y'all something, though, man. This question was posed to me. I can't remember where I heard it, but the person was like, do you feel like your birthday is a holiday?
For me, yeah. That's excuse day. Yeah, I'm leave me alone and shit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So like it categorizes like Christmas, the rest of the holidays. Birthday is a holiday.
Yeah, I say so.
It's just
interesting, right? I think so too.
Treat it like it don't gotta be a holiday for everyone else.
Yeah, nah. It's definitely Pisces season though.
But is it a holiday for you is my question. Is your birthday, do you consider your birthday a holiday?
I'm completely chilling. Yeah, I'm completely chilling on my birthday still.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
This year I banged out some morning work, boop boop, and then I was fucking clocked up. Did the shit I like to do.
My birthday was always on March break, so like, as a kid, like I was never in school and shit. I was always at home, like, except for when, whatever the holiday, when the calendar flipped. I never got that shit.
Nigga, I swear March break was 2 weeks.
It was.
No,
bro, I don't know.
It would start on the weekend and then end Christmas. On the weekend. So then you still have that weekend. So it's like Friday starts, Friday, Saturday, now it starts. Monday, it's that 1 week, and then it's the weekend, and then that next Monday you go. So you're getting 3 weekends.
No, it didn't.
You just constructed up.
What are you talking about?
It was Monday to Friday. That was March break.
Yeah, but you're not going to school on that weekend.
Obviously.
But I'm saying that's only 8 days. The first week.
9 days.
Like if it's March, whatever, like the Friday that you're going home and that's the weekend, then the Monday is March break. And then there's the weekend. And then that Monday you're going back to school.
Yeah,
so you're getting 3 weekends in there. Sometimes that bitch should just feel long.
Nigga, where you going? <What? laughs>
The first weekend, hear me. The first Saturday that's I just went to school is Friday night. It's the weekend now. Then Monday comes.
Yeah.
Whole week. And then one more weekend.
Well, you're right. It's two weekends.
My fault. My dad let me stay home. He had me scratch it. I was like, "Wait, what are you guys talking about, bro?" But so it would feel like a week and a half type shit because you'd have those two.
Yeah, maybe I just became aware of what a week was. I was like, "Man, what the fuck? We only get one for March break."
Yeah.
Yeah. Shitty.
Yeah.
But also, what is March break? Why is it even a thing?
So, basically. They just said, giddy nigga a break, bro.
Man, it's spring. Yeah. Spring is sprung. It's like a little baby summer. Yeah. Little summer preview. Little
seven-day trial. For sure. I love it.
It's just like a Good Friday, like just a long weekend. So it's just like, here's just a week break.
Here's a week, take a break, go to Miami, show your racks, come back up.
Yeah, I don't think niggas do that anymore, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's March break, and I remember the fucking Girls Gone Wild special March Break Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Too young for this. I'm getting these ads, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 times.
I think my.
I thought I needed it.
Isn't that where they did? Isn't that when they did the, was it the Z
Girls
trip?
Gone Wild? Oh, no, the Z trip is for Florida niggas.
That's summer? Is that summer? Or is that
S trip?
S trip.
S trip, there we go. Yeah.
No, that's summer. Doing March Break activities for sure. Yeah. But nah, spring break. You don't remember Girls Gone Wild? You didn't get to
I remember it. I remember it, but I thought S trip was also during that March break.
No. Oh, no, no. No, summer? That's a summer trip. Yeah, that's,
Okay, okay.
After the graduation party.
March break's only for students. I don't think March break's for work. Like, you don't get a week off work because it's March break.
No, hell no.
Yeah, that bitch was only for students, and that was just because teachers had to examine work.
Why'd you say it like that? You just fucking landed here. Doing something like examining work. Nah, that's right. That's right.
Because they had like, it was almost like approaching exam season or some shit like that. And I remember I asked the teacher, like, what do you do for March break? Because they're like, you guys have a break. We don't.
Oh, yeah, start throwing shade and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, bitch, okay. How are you? You did this shit. Yeah. Like, what the hell? You did this shit. What you got mad at me for? But yeah. I'm finna turn up March break, though. What's this shit called? Leap year or whatever? What's that? Someone explain that to me right now.
Leap year is in February.
I didn't even know all the rules formally. Like, I know, like, some years 28, 29. I don't know which ones.
Isn't it every other year?
Is it every other year? Or every 3 years?
I think it's stupid.
All that shit, they're just making up, nigga, to distract me.
Like, someone does.
Man, fuck it. February 30th, nigga. All right, leap year. And by the way, rent should be fucking decreased.
Decreased,
by the
man.
Percentage. Oh, no. Of days.
28, 29.
February doesn't have compared to other months.
It's only 3 days, though.
I'm not paying full rent. Well, I am.
It should be, yeah. It should be. Leap year is every 4 years.
So if you're born on a leap year, you don't have a birthday.
Yeah, I know a couple gang who's... I know Blood who's... he's like 26, but he's 4. Or whatever the math's up.
Wait, how does that work?
You're born on February 30th. 29th. You're born on February 29th, and every 4 years, you get the February 29th. So every other year. So sometimes your birthday is on March 1st or February 28th.
So if I'm trying to go, you ain't March, nigga. First.
you gotta choose your terms. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you gotta say, okay, hold on. If I'm born February 29th, are we doing this February 28th or are we doing this March 1st?
That's what I'm saying. You gotta choose your B-day.
So that's up to you. So that's like a perk.
Try up to your parents first.
It's with parents. And if I'm a parent, I'm signing that shit March 1st. I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, no numbers. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm putting that March 1st. Or 28. I'm doing one or the other. I'm not putting that 29th. I don't care.
But Dan, do you feel like... So what day are you... You know what I mean? Do you feel like you're missing that day? Because like, what day was I born?
You know what I'm saying? So was Meech... Yeah. Hold on. Was Meech born March?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me give him
a call.
That's
a good question. Quick, right? Ask this nigga. He's probably really March.
Let's see if he's going to answer, though.
Hold him up to the screen, maybe.
I'll record my screen.
There you go.
I don't think he's answering.
I think he's answering.
Fuck!
Nah, man. Meech fuck with me, man. I'm going to call him up.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's gang, man. I know exactly what I'm saying to him, too, when he answers.
Yeah, I'm going to say why I fuck with him. Damn, bro.
He's gonna have 3 minutes. Probably like a rush of US numbers trying to get to his US number. So you coming out the country with it, you going.
That's gonna get directly to him, yeah.
Straight through the border.
That shit.
All right, we're going with
him.
FaceTime unavailable, every brother.
Damn, man. He must got his cheeks out or something.
Real talk, man. Jay Holiday.
Hey, if he call me back, I'm gonna dub that shit.
Wait, yeah. Whose birthday smash?
Whose
birthday smash?
Jeremiah?
Oh, Jeremiah. Birthday Jay smash.
Holiday.
Oh,
what'd Jay Holiday God. Get down with? Oh, put you to bed and shit.
Put you to bed. So, okay.
Both great songs.
Yeah, okay. So, we get March, we have February 29th, 3 years from now or 2 years from now? Like, what?
I'm not keeping track of leap years, bro.
Yeah, I'm not keeping track. I'm not even born in this month.
But what we leaping for?
You know, with the science and shit. I think the globe starts to wobble if you don't.
Leap?
Yeah, if you don't leap, you gotta leap.
So this,
I guess it came down to like a very big problem. Just like, man, we left with no other choice.
Like, I would have took it away from January. You got 31 in you.
November. I'll shave down November.
Yeah, they could have
made this extra November and shit.
This extra darkness in the winter, man. Like, cut that bitch down, man. I'll take out December 31st. That's the way.
That's like Jesus one extra month. Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a month. Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. October 31st, that the devil day. I'll take that away.
Shave that down.
Shave that down. Yeah. It's all right. I'm just trying to understand this earth. That's
a good point, man. I hate when I realize things that like make complete sense, but it's like, why? Who put it like this? And why is it like this? Did you hear they might ban TikTok in North America?
Or in the US? They've been talking about this for a long time.
And apparently it's progressing.
Like it's happening?
Yeah, because TikTok, they released a statement today.
Oh.
Saying just like, yo, we are like, you know, we're really devastated that this is like possibly going to happen.
I mean, I gotta admit, man, it's a, you know what I mean? You let them into your brain with this damn app. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what you mean by that?
It's very.
Oh, just in terms of like how it works, like what you like and shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's all
like the terms of services.
They always talk about TikTok having aggressive like privacy agreements and shit like that. The shit you agree to.
All right.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy how much they could take from you. Bro, there's literally time and time again, you talk about something. And it fucking comes up. And it's like, oh, it happened again. But like, okay, really? Like, nigga, it's happening, nigga. So they're obviously...
They're listening.
Something going on, you know what I mean?
So we over there in Natal, right? And me and Jermaine just, you know, spitting that Orlando shit, just, you know what I mean, amongst our peers. And one of our friends there, she was talking about just how is Orlando, rah, rah, just getting to know us better because she was there... Or she missed us, the Montreal trip we went on. And I think she was catching up. So everyone's telling her about us. So she's asking all these questions. Yeah. So we're just telling her whatever, everything to do in Orlando. She goes home that night, opens her phone, fucking, come on down to Orlando Universal Studios. She said she's never had that shit in her life.
Pure
never seen one.
75 reasons you gotta move to Orlando. It says her name and shit.
Yeah, no, man. Bro, she was shocked that I was just like, man, like these guys are really listening, man.
We just laugh it out, man.
Yeah, but it's really something we gotta pay attention to, man. So it ain't never coming back in the form of money. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, right? We always talking about, man, if I made a meal. Shit, boy.
Still waiting this check your phone?
Oh. I don't know.
PayPal ain't listening.
The goddamn government going. What's all this spinning about, Trey? Oh, man. But the feds is listening, man, for real.
That's fucked, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That baby ass app, man.
Which one?
You can't say shit on fucking TikTok. Bro, I just get flagged too much. This is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
And I don't understand it. I be seeing some raunchy fucking TikToks. I'm like, how is your audio not muted right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me 10 God. Seconds. Like, oh, nope, you said bitch.
That's what they got you for? Bitch?
Nah, I said nigga.
But that's the thing.
Hey, you can't. I know it's like AI shit because they know exactly what the fuck you said in the subtitle.
My thing is, call me.
You should have a verification. Like, I'm allowed, like...
Yeah, call me, FaceTime me, and say, I need to see a brother on the other end saying, listen, brother, we can't be promoting that. And I'll say why.
And also, their AI got to, like... It need to figure out the context of the sentence. If I'm calling somebody a nigga,
Real talk.
Get them down.
But if I'm saying, damn, nigga, or like, man, a nigga got to eat.
Say, man, I was with my good nigga from back in the day. Racism and harassment and bullying.
I said, that's my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. That freedom of speech right there.
Yeah.
And you tell me I ain't free.
Well, MLK. All that work in Acadia.
Yeah.
TikTok. Take it right back.
Facts.
Especially on BLK month.
Come on, man.
Wait. Oh, you said BLK. I thought you were saying MLK. I'm here.
Black History Month, man.
BLK. BLK.
BLK Black Month. Black,
real talk.
Shorten it, you know what I'm saying? I even told my dog, man, the other day, I said, there gotta be something else on Black History Month that whenever a brother walk up into a store, 50% off, whatever.
Come on, the whole month. Mm. Real talk, it's my month, right?
Mm.
I need 50.
Look, I ain't saying 75.
Yeah, at least about 50.
And that applies for everything, man. Go buy a house, 50 off.
50.
You know what I mean? Let's let, you know what I mean? Real
reps.
Like, okay, thanks for the month. Mm. But like, all they do is do their fucking work and say shout out to black people and then move on with it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
What is that? Yep. Really, you know what I mean?
March, they already on to another nigga, man. Irish nigga. I'm like, bro. Same bad state. What's that about, man? We ain't done over here.
All right, it's Green Shark Guy Day.
I don't even know what St. Patrick Day is about. All I know is a chance for niggas to go to a bar or a pub and get absolutely obliterated.
Obliterated. Like, you're not even Irish. Why are you going so hard? Niggas got the tinsel and shit, the green fucking Monopoly hat.
Yeah, bro. Yep. With the fucking bead chain. Oh, my
God. You're a mess, bro. God, you never want to party with those guys. You crazy?
Never, man. No.
Those are the guys that get too, like, the physical drunks.
Those are the ones.
Beat them ones, man. Beat them ones. You ever just meet a big white fellow, and he's just like, hey, brother! And you know, he's just wasted. Like, yeah, he's good vibes, but you just tell he's teetering on... Saying the wrong thing.
I was just about to say,
cool, man. How you so cool, man? How you doing?
What's coming? I said, just, hey, man.
I fixed your meat. Bro, just go there. Let's jump right into it.
I gotta know, man. And it just, they say some shit that's so uncomfortable, but they say it so comfortably that I'm like, wait. I start questioning myself. I'm like, wait, is something wrong with me or why I'm not comfortable in this conversation?
You're just doing too much. No, grabby, all that shit.
You're right.
You ever get that reverse racism? Like, it's what too, you know what I mean? Like, too much, like, yeah. Too nice. All right, brother, all right, it's cool. Wait, man.
Chill. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was all up in Utah and shit. Yeah. There was one specific doorman who's just like, hey, brother, if y'all need anything, I got, hey, man, we saw fucking, I'll hook it up, man. All right, man.
Chill, man. And that's the thing, I fucked up.
Yeah, it was too much. Y'all on your way out, bro. He's like hyper the whole time.
Holy
shit. And
he's just
teetering on racism every time.
So
this little Uber driver comes to pick us up. I'm not going to say this guy was wrong.
Not going to say he's wrong.
In fact, I'll say he was spot on. But just right in front of this guy, he's like, huh, looks like a Cuban Joe Pesci. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? The nigga right here.
And he's trying to take me to the airport. I can't agree with you, but I'm just like,
yeah.
He's like joking with us. He's like, Cuban Joe Pesci. It's like, dog.
While the nigga's like literally in front of him putting like a bag in the car, and I'm like, bro, like you're wildin'. Anyways, peace.
So what the fuck?
Well, bro, twins.
Oh my
twins.
God.
That nigga was right.
Actually, for real.
Bad timing, but that was perfect.
Perfect timing at the same time. I was watching BET for the first time in like ages for whatever reason. I've never seen Django. Is that crazy?
Wow, it's a good movie. Yeah,
you know, I haven't finished Django, and really? I'd say it's a movie I like too. Every time I start watching Django, something happens. I gotta leave.
Yeah,
like four times in a row.
Yeah,
You haven't seen it at all.
So that was goddamn. What's that movie called with Leonardo DiCaprio? The world flipping all over the place.
Titanic.
No,
world.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the world was upside down.
Yeah, the world was upside down in the water. Amen.
Concession or whatever. Inception. So I kept like, I could never finish Inception. I'd always start it on a plane, I knock out. I started somewhere else, I knock out. And I don't sleep for movies. So it's kind of funny. But so I'm watching Django on fucking BET, and it keeps coming to commercials. And I was just like, one, like these commercial breaks are long as hell. But two, they're just like, the commercial game just got lazy on BET. Because you remember BET was the first one selling ads to, honestly, anyone and everyone. Like,
yeah.
You see some weird shit on there where I'm like...
Fucking K-Swiss commercial.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is not even that late. So we just chilling. Yeah. And we get an ad. And I'm on my phone, whatever. And I just hear, hey, big boy. I said, nigga, it's 12, bro. It's not even that late to be doing
midnight?
Yeah, 12?
That's about right on the money, gang.
Hey, for real.
That's where it gets strange.
Oh, you're talking about 12 minutes? Yeah, that's good. That's
12 o'clock?
Yeah, that was the head up to, I think right at 12 o'clock. Ding.
Hey, big boy. Hey,
they're like, I just run the dirty shit. They pay.
Yeah.
Go.
Dog, and that shit was literally like a 5-minute ad, and she kept going. She just kept listening shit. You like this? What about that?
Is she like alluding to things that she wants to say exactly what she's doing? What was the service? it was BET. No, what was like the service? What was it? What was this? What
was it was just a, it was a hotline. She said, come chat with me. But she's in like it was, you would have thought it was a Victoria's Secret model ad, like type shit. Cause she was just in her shit. I'm like, bro, this is, if my kid was watching, I would have said, hey, you nasty nigga.
This is porn, dude.
Turn it off. It's gonna get you thinking.
Yeah. That's BET though. They've been like that.
Bro, it gotta be. It gotta be. Like enough dirtbags out there to keep this type of business afloat. Like people are still being like, "Hey, have you tried the hotline business?"
Yeah,
of course. Boring, gang.
Dirtballs all over the place.
Is it actually girls on the other end though?
It'd be like a little call service, like a little call center. So you're not gonna talk to the girl on the TV, but the like.
It'll be another girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, we should call one on this.
They're gonna get you for about $10 a minute.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just be like, listen, how long this is? So all right, bet. So leap year, right?
What are your thoughts?
She's gonna end up the car and say, you know what? I ain't even finna charge you, bro.
What's your take on leap years?
Yeah, man.
Listen, man, I don't want Zoom to mess around and fuck our audio up. So we can't do ring camera moment of the week this week.
Damn.
But we will check out this goddamn. Here, let me send it to you, Shelly. Bro, this is the male waist trainer, gang.
What?
He's here. He's here. And I just got me thinking, like, why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to get an answer, bro.
When I get there, I'm going to get there.
Oh, real talk. Man. See me shredded up at the barbecue. Man, what's your secret?
Yeah.
Don't touch me, nigga. Nigga, touching his abs. Come on, man. No. You see your pants keep going up. Okay, yeah, yeah.
This is what people need to wear when their ass crack keeps coming out. It's weird. If your ass crack come out in these, you got a fucking problem.
You got serious problems. Yeah. This is a choice.
Nah, man. That's it. That's like, I'm the type of person where it's like, if I wear something like that, I'm getting exposed the second I step out the house. There's going to be a tornado fucking blow my shirt off. Trump, what are you wearing? Oh, fuck.
What the hell? What's the blue on me?
Oh.
Congratulations, fellas.
Yeah,
we're going to drop the link in the description. Yeah.
Facts.
Trying to get on that.
That's hilarious, man.
Hey, man, listen.
Jake Keys, the mixtape coming soon.
Real talk, man. Y'all didn't want me to do it, man.
I didn't want to say it, man.
Shit.
Y'all don't want none of that, man.
It's all right.
Jake Keys, man.
Listen, it's been a very swell episode, man. This was the Random Order Show, episode 129. Rate us if you rate us, man. Go on over there to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and tell them what you like about the show. Why is it a 5-star experience?
Mm-hmm.
It is a 5-star experience, right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
www.randomorder.org, man. We got some special shit coming for y'all. Amen. Don't make fun of the website right now. It's in beta. It gets the job done. New vids, vlogs. Join the Discord. We're cooking. Amen. Random Order Show. Search Random Order on Snapchat, and we locked in, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
we can also put the little code right here.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just want to scan your screen, take you right there to it. We need y'all to subscribe, man. We reforming the content. So, man, y'all on Snapchat, y'all need a little watch, man. Have us everywhere you is, bro, man.
Basically, Tia went back to our older episodes and just has been, like, doing her own cutdowns of the cutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Of bro, fuck, I cry every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally a new watch. Because I forget the things I say. I forget the things we spoke about.
God, bro, we were Tia. Being bad on during the pandemic.
Yeah.
While we're on court, bro.
Yeah.
Niggas are on some other shit, man.
And that's a danger with shooting in your crib. Because you feel so comfortable in your crib, like you can say anything. Like nobody can call you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now the pandemic, on top of being in my own crib,
we can't go outside?
I was being bad, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all go sign up over there, man. The little IQ link right there.
Amen.
Yeah. Do it.
What you leaving them with, Trey?
Shit. Actually, no, nah, man. I had a good quote that my dog Julian told me, man.
Nice.
So let me leave him with that, man, because that was a good one.
Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience. Come on now.
Come on, gang. Take it what you want to take it with.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.